In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's good, refreshing, tastes good. Kind of serves the purpose of lips that are parched and dry, and driving all the way over here from Edwardsville, drinking some coffee and thinking about worship service this morning. Serves a purpose. Tastes pretty good, too. And it was the last day of the festival, of the Feast of the Tabernacles. It was booming with people hustling and bustling about, and perhaps they remembered on the first 7 days, priests going to the Pool of Siloam, dipping in with a golden pitcher, taking some water and pouring it out in the drink offering. And on the 8th day, Jesus taps in to this and other activities surrounding the festival occasion that is coming to an end, and he stands and he cries out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters." Living water? Water that's going to sort of quench my spiritual thirst forever? Yeah, sure. Now, this is most certainly true. This isn't physical water. This is the very gospel of grace through which the Holy Spirit has called you, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctifies and keeps you in the true faith, even as he gathers, calls, enlightens the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. These are words of comfort. These are words of hope for all believers who thirst after the soothing, gracious gift of Jesus' eternal waters of the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. Yet the old sinful flesh, the old Adam, will have nothing to do with this water that freely gives eternal life to all whom the Spirit calls by the gospel. No, it sort of prefers the drip, 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 drool, drool, drool of self and the master of half-truths, Satan. Always thirsty, always looking for the oasis in our life that provides a way out of all the worries, all of the troubles, all the vicissitudes of life. Yes, always thirsty, but never quenching that thirst, but always worsening it as we seek refreshment and comfort in horoscopes, immortality through this last great movement called posthumanism. Still thirsty? With Gaia. One with Gaia. Still thirsty? Pyramid crystals hanging from the rearview mirror, irritating all of us Christians as the sun strikes it. New Age animism. Still thirsty? Ah, yes. The one who wants to serve two masters in theistic evolution. Still thirsty? Ah, but of course, think more positively. Still thirsty? And of course, the greatest idol of all, self is God. Still thirsty? Always thirsty. Always seeking the oasis in the desert of sin, death, and the power of the devil to get us from day to day, but finding nothing more than Satan's mirage of the parched, withering soul of despair, hopelessness, and damnation. As the sin-filled flesh follows every step of the old Adam, still thirsty, and nothing left. And Jesus stands and cries out to us, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Still thirsty? We Christians at Concordia Seminary are thirsty. Our thirst is quenched by him of Calvary in the empty tomb. This thirst comes from our lips, and life parts sins of arrogance, the holier-than-thou syndrome, legalism, bearing false witness, dishonoring those in authority, and hatred. This thirst comes from anxiety and the distress of upcoming moves, extended vicarages, CPE perhaps assignments, grading papers and exams, healthcare issues and costs. Wondering what this call to the holy ministry is going to be all about as they serve God's people and certainly the death of a loved one. It is finished. In Christ, through the waters of holy baptism, we daily drown the old Adam through contrition and repentance, dying with all sins and evil lusts, with the sure and certain hope that a new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. This is God's eternal water of grace that has no end for all who believe. It's God's free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Still thirsty? And this is the water of life that all see in us. As we live the life of Christ in the world, they see the Christ in us in thought, word, and deed. We have received by God's Spirit this living water of Jesus Christ. We pass on to those around us what we have received in our Christian witness by the grace of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. It's quite a gift, isn't it? It's quite a gift. God's grace in Christ Jesus. Say, Pastor, you're new here at this church. Can you tell me where I can get some of this water? And Jesus stands and he cries to you, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." You see, it's his water. And he freely gives it by his Spirit to you to drink. Well, I'm empty up here. But I'm not empty here. Amen.